This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McPhee. German Chancellor Angela Merkel surveyed what she called a surreal, ghostly scene in a devastated village on Sunday, pledging quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel toured the Schuld, the village on a tight curve of the river in western Germany, where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters Wednesday night. Although the mayor said no one was killed or injured there, many other places were not so lucky. The death toll in one area where it's located is 112. The leader of the Taliban says his movement is committed to a political settlement to end decades of war in Afghanistan. He made the pledge Sunday, even as the insurgents continue to battle in dozens of districts across the country to gain territory. Taliban leaders are meeting with a high-level Afghan government delegation in the Gulf state of Qatar to jumpstart stalled peace talks. A Kabul delegation includes the number two in the Afghan government. The talks resumed over the weekend ahead of the four-day Muslim holiday. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says he hopes the talks can produce a holiday ceasefire. Afghanistan said Sunday it has asked all of its diplomats in Pakistan to return to Kabul until Islamabad addresses all security risks to them and brings justice to those behind last week's brief abduction of the Afghan ambassador's daughter. The announcement came a day after the Afghan government said the daughter of the Afghan envoy was taken hostage for several hours and, quote, severely tortured by unknown assailants in the Pakistani capital on Friday afternoon before she was set free. A hospital medical report confirmed the victim was physically assaulted. This is VOA.